Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we finished our study of Revelation chapter 14. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with the study of chapter 15 today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we'll begin Revelation chapter 15. This is the shortest chapter in the book of Revelation, so perhaps we will not be spending quite as much time in this chapter as we have previous chapters. However, it's one of my favorite chapters in the book because it takes us right back up to the heavenly scene. And, you know, that's where my hope is in heaven. And that's why I seem to enjoy teaching these passages much more than I do the other passages, although that might be hard for some to understand why I would, but I do. Now, before we get into looking at Revelation chapter 15, I want to ask a favor of our listeners, whether you're listening by radio or whether you're listening by the Internet. We have folks, for example, in the area around Haines City and 90.3 there with Landmark Baptist Church and College. They have a great radio station there putting out some great things, but we've not heard from people in that area. Now, I do have opportunities to speak down there, and when I do, I'll have people come up and tell me that they listen, and they'll ask questions about it and so forth, that have listened, and that's a special blessing. But we also like to hear from you. If you're listening by Internet, it's very easy to go to our website and then just click on to the staff and then email me. You can email me through the website. I want to hear from you, and I trust that you will do that. And then also, we're on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. We appreciate the good association that we've had with them. And what a blessing that network is to so many around the world. And I am asking that you folks will write us. We do get letters from some, however, because you are a network of stations, there are entire states that we have not heard from. And you're sitting there thinking, well, I'll let somebody else write him. And you may be making a mistake because nobody else will write. So whether you send us to our mailing address or our email address, which is given at the end of each broadcast, that is our website and our physical mailing address, if you will just jot that down and just send us notes and let us know that the ministry, that the teaching is a blessing to you. If you have a Bible question, feel free to write and ask us the Bible question. I know we have people listening in the Yap Islands. I know that we have people listening in the Caribbean Islands. We'd love to hear from you as well. But especially now, I'm looking at you folks here in the United States. I want to hear from more of you, and I trust that you'll write me and write me soon. Now, as we look in Revelation chapter 15, we're going to begin with verse 1. Now, I hope you have your Bible, and I hope you have pencil and paper so you can take notes and follow along. And by the way, let me say this before I get started as well. The important thing about taking notes is not just taking notes, but it's going back to them and reading them over and thinking on them as it correlates with the Word of God. That is the way that it will help you all the more, and I hope that you'll do that. Now, chapter 15 will serve as an introduction to chapter 16. It shows us what is happening in heaven before the pouring out of the vials of God's wrath. Aren't you glad that we have a scene in heaven? instead of being part of those who have been left behind. The book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ. It shows His holiness and His righteousness in taking out judgment on the earth. It also shows His authority and His kingship. It shows the error of those who think that through religion, one day in eternity, we become gods. No, there's only one Lord and God. Now, I have divided the chapter by paragraphs into three major sections as follows. Section number one, plagues a-comin', verse one. Number two is praise a-goin', verses two through four. And number three, power a-pourin', verses five through eight. Now, you might say, aren't you supposed to have a ing at the end of that coming instead of coming? Going instead of going and pouring instead of pouring. Normally you do, but Southerners, and I have a good audience in the South, we just kind of say, we kind of drop the G and just use those words, and it kind of rings with us. We kind of like it. And so they understand the language. Someone asked old Bob Jones Sr. about learning from certain people. He said, well, you know, if someone says opossum, they're making the right enunciation. But if I want to go hunting, I'm going to say, talk to the guy that says possum, because I know he knows a little bit more. Well, sometimes there are people don't say everything exactly right in English and in grammar, and I'm a bad example for English grammar. However, sometimes the language just works out in a good way. Well, let's look at plagues a-coming in verse 1. There it says, and I saw another sign in heaven. Great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. Now he says, another sign in heaven. And it's marvelous. In chapter 12, verse 1, we had the sign of a woman. In chapter 12, verse 3, the sign of a red dragon. But this sign is great and marvelous. Well, it's great and marvelous because it is full of the wrath of God. A few years ago, a retired NFL football player by the name of David Little spoke of the thrill of being a little brother to an NFL player by the name of Larry Little, who played for the Miami Dolphins. And the younger brother, David, said that at the time, my biggest thrill was when O.J. Simpson visited our locker room. He was the epitome of a star to him. But now you need to understand, that interview was several years before O.J. Simpson's problems and his fall and the various things with which he is now associated. And I say that to say people will fail you when it's an O.J. Simpson because of his notoriety and his popularity. It's known around the world. When it's us, maybe our neighbors might find out. Some of our family. But it's not the same notoriety, but it's the same problem. You see, people fail you. Worldly leaders will fail you. Kings and nations have great power. But that great power will not be any match for the wrath of Almighty God in His anger as the vials are poured out. And O.J. Simpson was brought down. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will never be brought down. We are told there are seven angels with the seven last plagues. And it's interesting to follow some of these words. The word marvelous here in verse 1 of Revelation 15 is defined as a sense of astonishment. Amazing. Plagues are defined as calamities. And certainly, they are calamities, since in them is filled up the wrath of God. We also see seven angels. The word, or number, seven, will appear in this short chapter of eight verses eight times. Now, seven is the number of completeness. It marks when God is completed with something. For an example, we talk about the 7 days of creation. He worked 6 days, and the seventh day he rested, and all the work was completed. We also think of 7 days of man, or 70 years, should we say, and God allotted that to us. Many of the judgments here in the book of Revelation are seven. Now, it's interesting, the number 12 is not listed here. 12 is the number of eternity. There are 12 gates of the New Jerusalem. There are 12 foundations, 12 tribes. It indicates something that is not over, but will keep going on forever. The word translated filled up is one Greek word, and it has the idea or sense of finish, completed. And that's what we have here in this passage. Now, the implication is that the series of judgments carried out are now complete. And the Lord is preparing to return shortly. Now, what does God's full wrath tell us? Well, there will not be any scientific or psychological means of pacifying man's fear. Psychologists and scientists will be completely helpless in those days. And by the way, let me just insert this for Christians, for your consumption. Today we have a lot of counselors. We have Christian psychology, Christian counselors. A lot of people go to their pastors for counseling. And I can see the wisdom sometimes in that. But our Lord God wants a personal relationship with you. He wants you to find promises in His Word. He wants you to find direction in His Word. And then He wants you to simply trust Him. And sometimes there are things that are needs that are immediate, in which we need to find someone that has good knowledge of the Word of God and say, what about this? And get some wisdom from the Word in it. But understand, it's not that counselor, it's not that pastor that makes the final decision for you. You make that final decision, and you may make a final decision based on a pastor's counsel or a psychologist's counsel. But my friend, you have the power to make the decision on that counsel. Never say that a pastor or a psychological Christian counselor made me make this decision. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.